Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think it's time, Ryan, to talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, no, there's an elephant in the room? I didn't even know there was one.
I think you know. It's an elephant in the room.
Oh, that. Yeah, go ahead and talk about that, and I'll follow.
You sure you don't want to
lead?
Lead?
No, no, I'm totally cool with following on this.
Oh, there's a Fox News article about three popular sayings and their surprising origins, and the first one is elephant in the room.
That's what I was going to say. And I felt bad scooping you, and because I do that sometimes, and I can tell that it's just not, it's not good radio, and I appreciate the flow of the show.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I hate disrupting that.
Speaking of the elephant in the room, yeah. Do you know where the phrase comes from?
No.
Do you?
Mm-mm, no.
Neither did I. Fox News reports on the important things. The popular phrase doesn't mean, of course, that there's an actual elephant in the room, which would be quite something. That's literally what it says.
Okay.
Rather, it refers to a very big topic of conversation that no one is discussing. When there's an elephant in the room, typically a big piece of information, news, or dramatic moment is being withheld or avoided by many. Do you have any major elephant in the room stories? Like, have you ever been in a situation where everybody's thinking the same thing, but nobody is willing to talk about it?
Yes, but they're like really sensitive times. It's usually if somebody has like a life-threatening disease and everybody knows, that's what is on everybody's mind, like at a holiday or something. Everybody knows this person might not be there next year, but nobody really wants to talk about that. That's a really uncomfortable situation, but it's on everybody's mind.
Have you ever been part of being the elephant in the room?
Oh, I'm sure I have, but you might be aware of this. I'm rather naive to certain things. So there are times...
I don't know if naive is the right word.
There are times...
I think it's more oblivious.
Where, sure, either way.
Naive and oblivious are different.
I might be a part of the elephant in the room and really have no idea. And then later figure that out. And that's the worst part.
Have you been?
Later when I figure it out.
Ever been
the elephant in the room?
That?
My entire baseball career at my high school was me being the elephant in the room.
What does that mean?
You were really good or really bad?
I was really bad.
Oh.
It's not that I was really bad. I just felt like I really wasn't wanted by the rest of the guys on the team. Like, why did you try out for this? Why are you here?
Ooh, man, that's rough.
Yeah. Well, I've talked about before my high school experience not being great. And, they would throw my gear on the roof or they would hide it or something like that.
And say things like, we hate you, we don't want you here.
They wouldn't say it.
Well, they needed to say it.
But
that's why
it
was the elephant in the
room. Yeah, it was just all their actions and they just, you know, nobody would come out and say it. It's like,
gosh, that's awful.
What did I ever do to you outside of try out for this team that made you hate me so much? Like, the reason I found some of my missing equipment was because one of the grandparents of the people say, hey, some of those goofballs hid your stuff behind that tree over there. you know,
gosh,
stuff like that.
Did you ever figure out why they treated you that way?
I have theories, but I don't have anything like hard or specific. And mainly, I think it was because most of the team was made up of kids from a certain town.
Mm-hmm.
And
just political.
At my high school, there was like three feeder towns, and the kids from each of those feeder towns fed in and they hung out with one another.
They're from smaller towns and you were big city Brad.
No, I was not from any of those feeder towns initially, and I moved in late whenever my family moved to Freeburg, and so I never was part of one of those groups. So I wasn't accepted by the Freeburg kids, nor was I ever accepted by the other cliques.
You had a fancy car.
No.
You're one of those rich kids.
No. I did not have a fancy car, nor was I rich.
Sometimes I think it really depends on the issue, but sometimes I think about, I'm the type of person who will talk about the elephant in the room if I feel like there is an airing that needs to happen in order to get past it. But there are other times where it's just like you sit there and you're like, okay, when is this over? Or just avoid the situation altogether. Fox News says the saying has an interesting history. The Oxford English Dictionary notes that the first recorded use of the phrase came in 1959 from the New York Times. On June 20th, 1959, the publication noted that, quote, financing schools has become a problem about equal to having an elephant in the living room. It's so big, you just can't ignore it. However, well before that, in 1814, Russian writer Ivan Krylov wrote, quote, the inquisitive man, end quote, and discussed a character who visits a museum and fails to notice an elephant, presumably in the room. So it's just a matter of something that was written one time and it just stuck. How many people were reading the New York Times to be like, oh, that elephant in the room thing, that was good.
The 1959 thing surprises me. Like the old Russian literature thing is what I was expecting. The 1959, somebody just said it in a newspaper once. I was expecting like Tippecanoe and Tyler too.
Many other credit writer Mark Twain with the origin of the phrase in his 1882 short story, The Stolen White Elephant, about detectives seeking an elephant.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.